Guys, I'm pissed. I did it again. Oh, Deacon's here. She got scared. I did it again. I recorded without freaking recording, like meaning I was talking to you and you weren't there. God darn it. Let's try this again, shall we? Hi, everybody. It is Well Said Sid. I'm back on the mic. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm jazzed, actually, because today's episode is going to be a very good one. And it's not going to be a full mini. I'm not saying it's a mini episode, but it's going to be shorter than usual only because I got a lot going on right now. I overbooked myself for a Sunday classic. It happens. And I had to record my Wealthy Circle episode right before this too. Deacon is very curious about my mic stand right now. She's never been like up here while I've been recording and like paid attention to what I've got going on. And so she's going to sleep on my hand. I think we'll see where she wants to be. There you go, boo-boos. But today's episode is going to be really fun. And it's going to be about why we can change our mind, like the permission that we can give ourselves to change our minds, because we can. A few things. So I have some pretty incredible episodes coming up, but I'm happy you're here. And if you're new here, welcome, because you are supposed to be exactly where you are right now. There's a reason you started joining us with you here right in this moment. So I appreciate you and I'm happy, and welcome to the Well Said community, because you're a part of it now. If you want to go deeper, the Wealthy Circle is there for you. Okay. It is my new community of mentors and incredible humans. I record an episode, a private episode every single month for just the Wealthy Circle community females. And you get a mentor every month, which was me this past month. And there's a few incredible humans coming up. I cannot even wait. You get your answers to your questions, all the things, you chat with your community. We have calls. You get discounts on my events and my merch. So if you are somebody who is looking for another community to expand your mindset, to have different mentors and expanders around you, that is what the Wealthy Circle is for. And I cannot wait to have you in there with me. Now, with the episodes coming, I have Dr. Greg coming on. If you're familiar with him, Google him. He is awesome and he's so freaking smart. And he actually lives in Minnesota, which is crazy. So I'm excited for that local episode. And then also I'm going to have a few other leaders, thought leaders, doctors. There's so many incredible humans coming on, really big thinkers and people with incredible, holy shit stories that I can't wait for you to hear from and learn from. And they will change your perspective. And I think a lot of what I do is perspective shift. So I can't wait for you to hear those. Finally, Jordan is going to come on an episode and I want to have you ask advice, dating advice, relationship advice, marriage advice, all of those things. Of course, I'm going to have a sex therapist on again and a relationship advice therapist on soon. However, if you ever want advice moving forward, because this is the new way, if you go to my link in bio, go do it with me, and you go to Dear Wealthy, I can't talk right now because I'm looking at my screen, Dear Wealthy, and you click on that. That is the free community outside of the Wealthy Circle. Dear Wealthy, that is where you can ask questions, you can get advice, you can talk to people in there a little bit about episodes, make episode commentary. If you have an episode suggestion, instead of emailing me and doing all of those things where it might get to me, it might not, it might be somebody else reading it, I want you to chat with me there because I will see it. So not only do you get built-in ladies who are going to give you advice on what you're talking about, that is where I'm going to choose advice for episodes. And it is a private safe space of females who are empowering, and it is a safe space for you. So if you have advice that you need on something, go there to my ladies and to me, and I promise you, I will see it and I will respond. How's that sound? Deal? Deal. Let's talk about this episode. So, permission to change your mind. I feel like every person has struggled with the fear of changing their mind in like career, in relationships, in health, in identity. And oh my God, I've changed my mind, you guys. I've changed it so often. I've changed, you know, the major one I think that I've changed was career. And another major one is probably, well, workouts, yes, but where I wanted to live. And let me just explain this, because I was the yes man. I was the eager beaver. I was always like, I'm going to move. I'm moving. And I told everyone. And transparently, I changed my mind. And I wanted to see it through. And that's what sucks. I decided I was going to move to Arizona and I was going to be with my ex. And I moved to Arizona in the middle of college. I know what you're thinking. What are you talking about? Yes, I went to Minnesota for 2 years and then I left and went to ASU for a year. And I felt like I had always wanted to leave the state. I'd always wanted to go to a different school. And at just as I'm getting like into the swing of things, year two of college, I've got a boyfriend far away, but whatever, who cares? I decided that I was going to move to ASU. And at first, this was a really fun idea. I couldn't wait to tell everyone. That's the problem also. I was excited to tell people. And then when it actually came to the act of doing it, this one I saw through, but I'm not even joking to you. I drove to Arizona, ASU with my, or excuse me, I didn't drive. What am I saying? I flew to Arizona with my things. My dad ended up driving and meeting us there. And I get there and I knew within the first day that it was the wrong decision. And when my parents dropped me off and they left me and we went to a dinner, I bawled the entire time at dinner and I bawled when they took off and just said, I made the wrong decision. I made the wrong decision. And you know, I could have gone home. I could have just said, hey, everybody, I changed my mind. But it was almost like my pride was too big and I was so embarrassed that I had made a decision to move for my boyfriend and I hated it and I was scared and I had made the wrong decision for myself. And so I stuck it out for, I guess I used to say I stuck it out for myself, but at the same time, I feel like I just like didn't give myself permission to change my mind. And that's really freaking sad. And it was really hard. And he ended up cheating on me and I ended up moving home and transferring back to the U after a year though, because I wanted to prove to myself I could live out of state once I decided I was going to stay. But I did not give myself permission to change. And I was afraid to do that because of judgment. I don't know. It was really bizarre. Another one is that I always said I was going to move to California. And, you know, it's crazy. I was out of college and I got a job at this like agency and it was a freaking sick agency. Like, holy shit. Like I was going into ad and I was just out of college. You guys, I was like living at my mom's house. So like, you know, just like barely had a dollar to my name. And I get this job offer and I had been out there, interviewed, knew where the office was. I'm not going to lie. The people that I met with were like really unhappy. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And I'm not, when I was out there that last time in California and like I'd been telling people like, I'm moving to California, mark my words, all my people, all my friends from college knew I wanted to move to California, all this shit. And I like didn't like it. Like I had told everyone I was moving to California and I thought I loved it. Like I loved when I visited, but that last time I went back, I like embodied like, okay, this is where I'm going to live. I'm going to have $10 after I pay for, you know, like my apartment and my car. I'm literally $10. I'm not even being funny. I'm going to have to like take out a loan or God only knows what I was going to do. And I waited till the very last second. I declined the job. I didn't move to California. I'd already had a going away party. And it was the first time that I just said, I'm going to swallow my pride, swallow my embarrassment, and just say something didn't feel right to my friends. And no one cared. No one cares. Nobody cares as much as you do. And I think the moral of this story is that you have permission and power and authority over your life to change your mind and change decisions and change who you are and redefine yourself. So like all of that to be said, I redefined who I was. I decided that like, oh shit, the person who wanted to live in California doesn't live here anymore. Like I'm different. I have changed. I have different things that I'm looking for. So I looked for a new job. I found another job and guess what? I hated that job. And then all of a sudden I was thinking to myself, maybe I regret not moving. And then COVID hit. And if I had been in California, I wouldn't have been able to come home. It would have been a weird whole thing. I would have had an apartment I was paying for and probably would have gone home because I would have been lonely. So all of that to be said, it of course was a blessing, but it's so interesting that we don't feel like we have the power to change our mind in any aspect of life. So I don't know. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is that changing your mind isn't failing. It's growing. Like I didn't fail. I didn't fail that I didn't take the job. I didn't fail and ruin my trajectory. I just like decided to go a different path. And I feel like that's totally okay. And I think people feel such guilt and shame around changing their mind because they're fearful of judgment, which is what I talked about. They're fearful that people will think, oh, why did you do that? Like, why did you quit your corporate job to pursue your side hustle? why did you not move to California? You said you always were gonna, like, that's really dumb. Why did you, like, I'm thinking of different things, like start teaching. Honestly, it could be things that you didn't even change your mind on. People, you assume people are gonna judge, but that has nothing to do with them. And also, you're the one that gets to live on after that. So are you gonna make decisions based off what people think of you, or are you gonna make decisions based off your life and where you wanna go? Think about that. Another reason people fear and feel guilty about changing their mind is that fear of wasting time or money. Oh my God, you guys. Oh, this one, like, the fear of wasting time is such an interesting concept, because we think about this, and I think the first one that comes to everybody's mind, and maybe you tell me if I'm wrong, tell me what you were thinking of the first thing that popped into your mind. Like, let me know in the chat. But when I thought of this, immediately I thought of relationships. Fear of wasting time in relationships. And I think that's such an interesting thing, because you're afraid that you wasted the time, so you're going to stay in it longer. So you're not going to change your mind. So you're dating a Joe Blow, and because you're afraid you wasted 2.5 years, 4 years, 6 years, 10 years, whatever it is, 2 months, I don't know how long you've been dating this Joe Blow. He was probably great, and then he wasn't. You realize, oh, that was a little weird. Or Joe, maybe she's Josie Schmo, or however you'd say it for a woman. And you're not going to get out because you're afraid you wasted time. But, like, isn't you even thinking about and worrying about wasting time, wasting more time? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. But I get it, because I was in a relationship for, I don't know, let's think. Technically speaking, we dated for like 2.5, 3 years, but we tried to make it work for like 6. And I was afraid I was wasting time if I didn't try to force it and make it work. But really, I had changed my mind about what I wanted and what I aligned with and the person that I wanted to be. And that person that I was dating no longer embodied where I want to go. I had big goals. And I felt like the person I was sitting with or dating wasn't going to push me to those goals. I changed my mind. I wanted something else. And that's okay. When you change your mind, you have permission to get rid of the thoughts about if I wasted time or not and feel guilty about it. You don't have to feel guilty about that. Or even money wasted. Like, here's what my parents always said. They said, no matter what, if you make a decision and you don't feel it's right anymore and you change your mind, you can always change your mind. No matter what, we will figure out a way to bring you home or to fix it. Like, so my parents were really, really adamant about me not thinking everything was a set in stone decision, because I kind of had that when I was debating. I have anxiety, so I would debate, like, do I transfer? Do I not? Do I take this job? Do I not? Do I stay with him? Do I not? Do I, you know, like, I already said the job thing, but like, quit this thing or not? It was always like a ultimatum, like, only decision I can make. It was black and white. My parents were like, no, 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 no. You don't have to worry about wasting time, wasting money, or making the wrong decision. Because even if, let's say, you spent money to move down to Arizona, okay, I didn't find it was my home. I felt like shit. My mental health was in a terrible place. I changed my mind. You bet your ass my dad would have driven right back down, picked up all my stuff. We would have had to pay my way out of a lease. I would have had to pick up a job right when I got back home to pay off all the money I paid off. But guess what? I probably would have been happier coming home and being where I really belong and with my people than with, like, a toxic person. You're not wasting money. You're making a decision. It just so happens that money is going out the door because you chose. You took a step forward. So I just wanted to say that. The fear of starting over. It's almost as bad as the fear of wasting time. The fear of starting over will keep you from starting. You know, that step forward that we're talking about? Fear of starting over from a job perspective, starting over in a new job, even though you hate your job and you have coworkers that are mean to you and you don't like the projects that you're on and you're traveling way too much and you can't be with family or whatever it is, but you know that in your morals and who you want to be, you need to not be doing those things. You need to be around good people. You need to be working on projects that excite you for wherever you want to go next. But no, 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 don't leave, because you'd be starting over at a new job. No, you'd be starting. You'd be starting. Like, don't, like, I can't leave him. I can't start over from dating. I met this guy and, like, we're high school sweethearts, or this girl, or we're dating. We've been dating for a long time. And, like, we're already like 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years in. I can't start over. You're not starting over. You're starting. And I always say, in your gut, you can always feel when a change of mind has happened. It's kind of like that pit in your stomach, that constant questioning. I will tell you right now, from somebody in a healthy relationship, that fear of holy shit, like, are we going to be together forever? Shouldn't be there. One. Two, if you ever have caught yourself wishing that they would do something to you, not harmful, that's not what I'm saying, but like emotionally harmful, like they cheat, you find something on their phone, like, God, I wish they could cheat so I just didn't have to break up with them. That is you already deciding that you've changed. You changed your mind, babes. So like, let's make the decision. Let's get out of it so we can start versus starting over. I think my biggest mindset shift was saying, I'm going to start versus I'm going to start over. I think that was the biggest shift in my mindset, really, truly. And then the fear of what other people think. I mean, fear of judgment, that's kind of the same thing. I mean, they're hand in hand. Judgment is like, what is she doing? Fear of what people think is like, I think the ongoing opinions, you know what I mean? Like that, why would she do that? What a loser. Like, oh my God, why did they do that? Why did they break up when she's 35? She has no time left to have kids. Because she's starting her life. Because she's embodying something completely different. I think what we need to think about when we think of allowing yourself to change is you're embodying a new person. You're not the same person you were when you made that original decision, whenever you decided that. And if everything in life is allowed to be shifted, twisted, moved, altered, then why should you stay in old patterns just because you don't feel like you should stop or should change or should leave the job? Or it just feels so wrong. You're so allowed to change. You also have new information. So whatever that thing you're thinking about, that new information that you have, like maybe the job is not speaking to you anymore because you found out that you don't really like all the projects that you're going to be working on for the next year. You don't like them because they're not aligned to you. You have new information and now it is no longer a place you want to be. That is okay. Change your mind. You found out that maybe you've been doing these workout routines. I haven't talked about workout for a really long time and you've liked them, but you found out that you tweaked your back and you no longer can lift heavy. It's now time to change what you're doing. Give yourself permission to change because you have new information about your body and what your body is doing and healing and the way that it works. I mean, you name it. You can say, you have new information about the thing, the dating one, my God, about health. Here's one what's awkward for me is like, at times I've shared things thinking I knew all the information. Like, let's just do an easy one. Like I shared a detergent one time that maybe wasn't like the cleanest product. I didn't know that though. And I had posted saying it's a cleaner option. Okay, well, guess what? I found out new information that it was a cleaner option, but I had new morals, that's probably not the right word. New rules that I followed when I used a clean product, and it no longer aligned with what I thought. Like, it no longer meant clean enough for me. So I decided to change that product, even though people were like, wait, you used to use blah, blah, blah. Why don't you? Well, because it no longer is clean enough for me and I changed my mind. No one's going to harp on me. No one's going to be pissed. I know that's a small example of like large things. We're talking about mostly large things, but it can be small too. I want to talk about one more about the growth requires reassessment. Growth is the way forward. Growth requires a rethinking of the current situation. And we did this practice in my Wealthy Circle challenge about our 10-year mindset and growth and why we're seeing the future and then reassessing where we currently are. Because if you want to be that person, you need to embody this person now, right? That you need to embody where you're going. Growth requires a new look on where we are right now. Okay, would my future self be talking poorly in the morning about them? No. So why do I need to allow my current self, let's just say, to stay in a job that's no longer serving them, or a relationship that's no longer serving them, or a friendship that you've changed your mind on because you've reassessed, you've seen more information, you've reassessed where you're going, your growth has happened. You're like, oh yeah, wait, you and me don't align anymore. That's okay. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It doesn't have to be negative. It just means that you reassess and you're like, yeah, actually, this isn't going to work anymore. Maybe you're deciding that you're not going to go out as much anymore. You've grown. You've reassessed the situation. Most of your friends are still going out. Most of your friends are partying. Most of your friends are still maybe doing patterns that you even can't afford. And you're like, actually, my future self, as I reassess the situation, is not going to have debt, does not really want to drink every night because it hurts my body, don't feel good, I feel depressed the next day. My future self doesn't waste Sundays. change your mind. It doesn't have to be so chaotic and so angry and such a negative thing when you give that feedback and information to a friend. And again, I think what changes, the one thing I wanted to say, it's messy and it's supposed to be, because life doesn't just happen in one linear line. It's all over the place. I also want to say that when you change your mind, you don't have to have any permission. Yeah, of course, but you don't have to explain yourself. Why would you have to explain yourself? You've explained enough internally. In fact, if you're anything like me, you've explained it. You've looked at it upside down, backwards, handstands, you know, diving all over, like trying to figure it out. You have thought it through and you've changed your mind, and that is all you need to share. That is it. And if you even need to share that with anybody, when I think about who I need to share it with, it's probably like a boss, a significant other, right? Maybe a parent, with where you stand on their relationships, the relationship that you have with them and the boundary that you want to change because you've reassessed the situation, you've grown as a person. Another one is with friends. I think if you have a friend that is always like, you know, nagging on you and expecting things of you and like saying you're not showing up as well as them, or where you go hang out, it feels like you're just being harped on, or you can never, let's see, like never talk about the future. You always talk about the past, like how much they're struggling still and they're hurting, and you've given all the advice that you can give and they just now are getting really short with you and snippy with you and not being a great friend. You have permission to change your mind about that friend. You don't have to be friends with someone forever just because you've been friends with them for a long time. That's not how it works. That's not how changing your mind works. It doesn't have to be that way. Changing your mind is wisdom, not weakness. It is not a weakness to change your mind. Doesn't mean that you are small. Doesn't mean that you're just have small-minded thoughts, right? This is your honoring expansion, and you're expanding. You are becoming the expander that you envision and think about and wonder about, and like, how do they do that? How do they become that person? Well, you're becoming them as you change your mind. Because if you think about when you have an expander and you're embodying them or wanting to embody the things about them, and you're finding things in your life that are, you're like, ooh. Yeah, I doom scroll a lot, right? Or I don't wake up and get sunlight on me and go on walks, like, but my expanders, the people I want to be like, do or are doing that thing. You can change your mind about the way that you live your life too. It doesn't have to always involve somebody else. It can just be about your current patterns, and give yourself permission to do that. Like, I remember, this is such an interesting thing, being like, I can't post my workouts. I'm not a wellness girly, or I'm not a fitness girly. But I changed my mind. I am, actually. And I have full control and options and the power to do that, because I'm growing. I'm embodying who I am and who I want to be. And I'm going to do those things without anybody's permission, without any worry or fear of somebody's judgment, because I'm just going to continue telling myself I'm learning and I'm empowering my next version of me, and I'm expanding. And I want you to know that you're trusting your internal GPS over external pressures, right? We're always going to have external pressures. I know a lot of people who did things because their parents wanted them to. They've, you know, went to schools because their parents wanted them to, or they like did things with friends because they knew that their friends were doing it, but they didn't really feel like it. Like, as big as, like, I don't know, going to become a lawyer because your parents really want you to become a lawyer, but you know in your gut it's not who you want to be, and you feel it because you've known, you've changed your mind. You're like, I don't want this. Or as small as getting invited to a birthday party and knowing that somebody's going to be there that you really don't enjoy, or you feel like, you know, I don't think this is what I want to spend my night doing because I want to relax and stay in. Or I don't really feel like being social tonight. Like, it's as simple as that. You can change and honor your mind and your thoughts and not have it be a negative. Granted, give people a little buffer time if you're ditching them. Or like, I always say, like, if it's a concert and you bought tickets and you're like backing out on somebody like last minute, like, let's be a little bit better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, give them a little bit more time, because I'd be kind of pissed, because I'd be sad. And I'd be like, I can't go to the concert anymore, but I'd live, right? Change your mind. Give yourself permission to do that. You have the power. You don't owe the world consistency. Who made that rule for you? Like, who made you think that you owe the world this and then this and then this and then this? No, you owe yourself honesty. Honesty, compassion, the power to control your life also comes within the power to change your mind, and that permission that you give yourself to change your mind. So stop worrying about what the world is going to think, what the world is going to do, the pattern that you're going to shift. Oh my God, what if I do this? What if it backfires? What if it? No, you have new information. You're powerful. You're an incredible human being. I know you are. So don't don't short end of the stick yourself. Because I remember I said this, I think I said this in a previous episode. You can be a people pleaser. My friend Ariana told me this, but make sure that you are people pleasing yourself then. I was like, shit. That is like the truest statement, because if you're people pleasing yourself, you're not going to be a people pleaser. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like an inverse like saying. So I don't know. Those are my thoughts for the night. I feel like I needed to get that out. You know, when you have something in your mind, you're like, oh my God, I just need to share this. I need to share this thing about change, because I'm going through a lot of change right now. I'm giving myself permission in a lot of ways to change my mind about things that I want. I mean, literally look at this studio. It is like empty schmempty. If you haven't gone to YouTube in a while, go check it out. I'm redoing this entire space because I rebranded, I painted it, we built it. And I don't like it anymore. I changed my mind. It doesn't make me feel whole anymore. It doesn't make me feel like I want to spend my time in here. This desk I bought, I changed my mind. I don't want it anymore. These mic stands, getting different ones because I don't want them anymore. And I'm taking my time to do that, but I'm embodying something completely different because I know who I am. I have more information. I'm embodying my expanders. I'm not the same person anymore. And I've grown and I've reassessed and I'm going to continue growing. So I'm changing everything in this space. That's only one example. I've even changed things because I've changed my mind about my wedding. Like, I just didn't have enough information in the beginning part to make decisions on something. I was like, oh yeah, I think I want this. Like, think about one more thing. I'm going to leave you with this. If you are out there and you had a Pinterest board about your wedding when you were like 12, 13, 14, 15, imagine if I said, nope, you can't change your mind because that is what you originally thought. It was what you originally picked. And you have to pick your wedding decor and dress and ring based on the Pinterest board you made when you were like 15 or 14. Think about that now with your decisions that you've made earlier in life of becoming, like, let's say you said you originally wanted to become a doctor and now you want to be a social media manager. You didn't have all that information originally. Stop beating yourself up about changing your mind. Give yourself the permission to make new decisions and go empower the best person you want to be, because ultimately, if you are making decisions for yourself and they feel good in your gut, you're becoming a better person for you, the world, and the people around you. So off my soapbox I go. I just wanted to share that with you. I know this is a mini. I only had enough time for this tonight, but I love you. I adore you. I want you in Dear Wealthy because I want to talk to you more. It's easier for me there. You can, of course, DM me, but it's hard to get a hold of me sometimes. I just have so many platforms where I have conversations going. So I'm going to get help soon. But I just wanted to hear tell you all of that tonight and just leave you with it. Thinking about positive thoughts, thinking about giving yourself permission and whatever else you needed permission for that you really didn't need permission for tonight. I hope I gave that to you and I found, you know, you found that in this episode. So I adore you. There's so many good episodes coming and I can't wait. This feels like the right direction for me. Everything feels aligned these days and I'm feeling very happy. I just love you. I'm happy you're here. If you're new, I absolutely love you and enjoy you. And I hope that you know that the friend who sent this to you, as Mel Robbins has always said, is really cares about you and really thoughtful about you. So cheers. Happy Monday. I can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye.